Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday, you guys. It is the 25th of March, 56 for the high today. Breezy, what's up?
Let's go, brother.
Let's get it.
Oh, my goodness.
Are the vibes up? Tell us why.
585. The vibes are sky high.
252-9800. 585 would be the area code.
Yeah, just in case you aren't from Rochester or you don't know what's going on. Yeah, 585. What a hell of a weekend.
I know. I had a fun Sunday fun day yesterday too.
Did you? Oh my God, I didn't leave my house.
I know.
I spent the majority of the day. Well, that's not true. I went for a 5-mile walk with my friend up and down Park Ave twice. But I watched that really, really messed up documentary, Quiet on the Set.
Oh, where is it?
It shaped me as a person. Max.
Oh, I don't have it. So you know what? I mean, I do want to watch that because one of the bachelors, while they were getting ready Saturday night to hit the stage, mm-hmm. like, Moose, have you dabbled into that Nickelodeon doc? I said, no, not yet.
It's really bad. It's really disturbing. And I won't spoil it for anyone, but I mean, if you have the internet, you just know.
But that's Hollywood in general. It's a scary place, especially 100%, for kids.
But kids, with the kids, it adds a whole another layer. There was 3 pedophiles on set with them.
Of course, of course.
And Drake Bell, oh my gosh, I feel for him. And you know, all the stuff that's come out about him over the years is definitely questionable. But this really it kind of shapes up to be like, I get it.
You puts know a lot mean? Into perspective.
It really does. It really, really does. So if you haven't seen that, I will say I do recommend it. It is just slightly disturbing. But let's get into some things that aren't going to make you sick to your stomach this morning.
Sure.
Great, great, great weekend from my girl, Holly. She says, wow, guys, I was at the Bachelor Auction on Saturday. And let's just say it was a fun time. Haven't had a blast like that in a while. Yeah.
It was a fun time. Mm-hmm. Thanks for everybody showing up, their generosity. It was just, it was great, man. Vibes were up this weekend.
Oh, no.
Bad news. Mm-hmm. Vibes aren't up for this person.
Nora.
Oh, what's wrong, Nora?
I'm not vibing this morning because I got a call Saturday and was told I wasn't able to go to the Bachelor auction.
So oh, no. Sad.
I was so excited. Probably because she's not 21.
Oh, that could be. It's 21 plus. Oh, bummer.
I'm sorry about that, Queen. That makes me sad.
Nora, call us. We'll have to swap it out with something.
Well, next year we can get you in because you're going to be 21.
No, I think she's. I don't know what hell she's going to be. It's like
she's like 12.
Call us in 10 years.
She's literally 12. Nora, I'm sorry, sweetie. We know you're our favorite. Or we're your favorite, whatever. Feelings mutual. Who else is here? Michael's here. He said, wow, I am vibing because this weekend I jumped in the lake in Canandaigua for the polar plunge.
Didn't you host that?
I was also there as well.
Oh, yeah, Saturday morning. How many people showed up to that?
I don't know the final numbers.
Assuming a lot.
We raised a lot of money. We raised a ton of money.
And you jumped on the mic and told everybody, go ahead, take the plunge.
Take that plunge, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it was a big, big charity day for me on Saturday.
It was.
Literally, like, I woke up at 7, didn't get back to my house till like 12. It's like, okay, this is fun.
You know, I've learned over the years, like, if you go out drinking, like, as soon as you get home, pop a multi-mineral vitamin, chug a couple glasses of water. If you got a good probiotic, take that too.
I didn't drink a lick on Saturday.
No, I had maybe 2 to 3 tops. But you're going to feel 100% better. Just a little tip and trick for you.
Chugging water.
I know. So many people forget to just drink water in general. But if you add a multi-mineral vitamin, a little probiotic beforehand, I'm telling you, you're going to wake up feeling like $1 million.
I love it.
I felt great yesterday morning. I mean, a lot of the guys with CSC Rochester at the auction, they called me over to Tin Cup. I went there yesterday at 12, and then we hung out, went next door to Fairport Village Inn. Tim Connor, our buddy, Tommy Bechtold, everybody was there.
You are obsessed with that guy.
He just makes me laugh so much, and he's not even trying, and I respect that. I respect any human being that can do that. You're getting there.
Getting there, please. I'm there. I've been there.
I had a good time yesterday. So all around awesome weekend.
I'm all over 13 Wham.
Are you?
When they covered the Bachelor auction.
Oh.
It's just me in the background dancing.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I think that's the thing about the auction that I love so much. It's like, yes, we're there to raise money, and obviously like it helps and benefits so many people, but it is just such a fun event.
But we're able to interact with so many of you we've never met. And I love that.
Oh my
I met
God.
So many new people
we
Saturday.
We met Tyler. We met Amanda. some of the people that we gave the tickets to on the air, they obviously came. Nora wasn't one of them, sadly, but very fun.
I met a girl named Samantha. She goes, I just want to let you know, I started listening to you when you were 18 and you were a little guinea pig for Scott and Sandy. She goes, I can't believe we're the same age. I said, how old are you? She goes, I just turned 30. I go, oh, right, right.
Of course.
I'm 40. She goes, you are not. I said, well, yeah, you said you were listening to me when you were
10?
Yeah, so I said I wasn't on the air
10.
When I was 10.
It was 20 years old. Insanity.
But everybody was really awesome, so thank you guys so much. Coming up for the big story of the day, great news if you're a hockey fan in Rochester. I'll talk to you about the RIT Tigers and some of the amazing things they just accomplished over the weekend.
Gorge.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm so proud of this city.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. 56 for the high. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. A great day if you're a hockey fan. That's for damn sure. In Rochester, the RIT Tigers are the Atlantic Conference champions for the first time in 8 years, Breezy.
What?
8 years. Our boys beat out American International 5-2 Saturday night. So when we were auctioning off 23 of the most eligible bachelors in Rochester, our boys were scoring goals. So with this win, Tigers clinched an automatic berth in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2016. And it's exciting, especially if you're, you know, parents, staff. It's just it was really a packed house. You couldn't get tickets. After the buzzer, the Tigers took off their helmets, threw them on the ice, and the celebration began. And fans began pouring out of the arena yelling, RIT, go Tigers. Some of them can hear people screaming, where's Breezy? We want Breezy.
I mean, that's just a Saturday night, you know right, what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it's typical.
It's so typical.
Fans at the game said they were just happy to have gotten to see the game because tickets sold out within minutes of going on sale. So it was the first championship game the Tigers have played since 2016, and a night fans will not forget anytime soon. So huge congrats to the RIT Tigers and all the staff. Very well done.
Wow.
Very well done.
I love it. Just getting after it. So is their season like donezo? Is that it, or they keep going?
No, I think they keep going.
I'll ask Kimmy. She'll be.
Wait,
she'll
isn't
be
she?
It.
Isn't she what does she do there?
She calls the games.
Kimmy down the hall calls the RIT Tiger games.
Mm-hmm. Sure does. Been doing it for years.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah, every Saturday. You can find her there. All right. My friends at Bristol had an amazing weekend this weekend for their spring carnival event that attracted people of all ages for some late wintertime fun, even though there was probably more snow on the mountain these past week or two than there has been all season. And I'm not talking like they obviously were making snow, but just actual snow from the sky. It was a two-day event that offered a variety of different activities for the whole family, such as a shamrock scavenger hunt, an uphill challenge, an Easter egg hunt, and a peanut butter cup challenge.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful.
I know.
I'll take that.
The vice president of Bristol Mountain, Steve Fuller, said that I think today, it was over the weekend, was just about being outside with friends and family and celebrating this upcoming spring. It's really cool that they got to do this, you know, and celebrate at the mountain while there was still snow on the ground. There's always a lot of great activities, and it was just a great vibe. All the activities were a part of the Winter in Canandaigua Initiative, which aims to celebrate the season by showcasing unique opportunities available during the coldest coldest months of the winter during, you know, December through March, through the Finger Lakes area.
Through right now. Right now.
Right now it's happening.
It's so cold Saturday.
Listen to this. I texted my friend. Oh, my God. When did I text her? Back in February. February 9th. I said, hey, queen, let's go skiing soon. She texted me back last night. I was like, let's do it. I'm like, okay.
I love the people that you always have that one friend where you text and then 3 months later they respond like, let's do it.
Like so casual, like.
No.
Like, months haven't passed.
That ship sailed. I'm so sorry.
I text her back, I'm like, it's summer. She's like, well, there's still snow on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, you got people responding to texts right now about you asking them to go on the boat in June. They're like, let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm like, okay.
It's 32 out. Coming up on the show, Song of the Day. And today's a special one because over the weekend I found out that my beautiful grandmother has passed. Just a couple weeks.
R.I.P. Graham.
Rest in peace, Grams. Just short of her 100th birthday. And so in memory of her, I chose a song that is absolutely one of her favorites. And I'll play it for you coming up next on PXY.
PXY Mornings presents Moose and Breezy's Song of the Day.
And if you have one too, you can always text that in, 585-252-9800. We express how we're feeling through music, Breeze.
Yes, we can. And I'm going to do that today with my Song of the Day. As we know, this weekend was the Bachelor auction, and we're not going to shut up about it. So here we go. I am just over the moon.
Yeah.
Because it was a big charity weekend this weekend for me specifically. I hosted the Canandaigua Polar Plunge in the morning, which obviously, for those of you who don't know, that is an event where people go and jump in the ice-cold freezing lake, all to benefit Special Olympics New York. And it was really such a cool event. It was literally freezing. I couldn't feel my toes after. I was like, oh my God. They're like, are you going in? I was like, I have another event. I'm so sorry.
you didn't. Yeah, not even
which
close.
I did. I mean, I had to go get my full glam done, and it was a whole thing. But so that was in the morning, and then at night, obviously the Bachelor auction, all in all, for charity, raised somewhere over $100,000 between the two of them, which is absolutely incredible. And I think it goes to show how awesome this community truly is and how they bond together, you know, no matter what the cause is and, you know, very different causes, people with cancer and cancer support for family members and things, and then Special Olympics. But nevertheless, the community never turns a blind eye, whether you're from Canandaigua or from Greece. It's all relative, and it's all huge. And coming off of these events, I was kind of riding a little bit of a high yesterday on Sunday.
Sure.
And when I say high, I mean I was just in my bed relishing and smiling, you know, clicking my heels together of just how much fun everything was. And I can't lie. I was
now you're in a funk.
I was a little bit on top of the world, and I think that is what my song is emulating today. On Top of the World by Imagine Dragons.
I'm on top of the world. Hey. I'm on top of the world.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Stunning. Yeah. Beautiful.
It's absolutely a great song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good song. I mean, I don't know if it's as good as the one I played on Friday. Remember that one?
Not about you, Moose. Only not about you. This is my song of the day.
It is good, though. Are you still riding that wave, though?
I'm coming down.
Yeah, you are coming down. Mm-hmm. You know, and to piggyback off of what Breezy said, the weekend with the auction, ton of fun. We raised a lot of money Saturday night, and we want to thank all the bachelors who participated this year for their fundraising efforts. It means so much to us, the organization, the community. And as fun as this weekend was, it was a little sad for me at the same time, and it was really hard, you know, leading up to the Bachelor auction, going on stage Saturday night to really remember to keep a smile on my face. Friday after leaving the show, I got a call from my mom that my sweet grandmother had passed away.
99.
And it was a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
And she was the sweetest woman in the world, and she was just short of celebrating her 100th birthday by maybe 4 weeks, which made it harder because we all wanted her to get there. But knowing where she was at this stage in her life, it's also not really the quality you could say we wanted for her.
Right.
And so she meant the world to me. And I know she lived a fun, full life, and I have so many great memories with her in the 40 years that she's been a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma was a huge Bing Crosby fan. She loved the classics. She was a beautiful little Ukrainian woman. And I would say one of my favorite memories was her cooking stuffed cabbage in the kitchen or cherry pie when I'd come to her house and spend the night growing up. So with that being said, I want to dedicate today's Song of the Day to my sweet grandma, Anna Dembski. May you rest in peace and continue to look over the family while you're swinging on that beautiful star. Song of the Day, Swing on a Star by Bing Crosby.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule?
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
Oh, yeah, it's a hard stop. It's a hard stop.
She loved those records, I'll tell you that much. And it's just a fond memory that I have of her. So
beautiful, Moose. I'm so sorry for your loss. It's such a tough pill to swallow, even if you did know it was coming and that she was, her health was declining. But
doesn't make it easier,
it
I know.
It doesn't know. At all.
She's such a huge part of the family. And so with all that, all those memories, it's nice to kind of have those, you know.
Absolutely.
She was my last grandparent.
Yeah.
And she was the one I was the absolute closest with, too.
Yeah.
And so that makes it harder. But we will celebrate her life this Wednesday. And, you know, she'll always be with us. But
I'm very sorry for your loss. I know so many people are texting in right now who are also sharing their condolences with you and your entire fam.
Yeah, that means a lot. I appreciate that, guys. It's so funny when I think about it, in our grandparents, like that generation, when you think about the music they used to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, compared to like some of the stuff that we're listening to right
Lil
now.
John.
I know.
WAP.
WAP. Oh, man. Was that ever in rotation?
Yeah, of course it was. I mean, they can
Trap
they
Queen.
Couldn't say anything.
No, of course not.
Have you ever seen those TikToks where it's like, when I end up in the nursing home, and it's like, play that song I used to like when I was young. It's WAP. Okay.
28. Hey.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Since you're pretty, pretty, soon as you came in the door.
Fetty WAP.
98PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It. On the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
March 25th, 56 for the high today and sunny. It's There I Said It. My name's Moose. What's up, Breezy?
Good morning.
You got something you need to get off your chest this morning? Now's the time to do it. 585-252-9800. Becca's weighing in first for There I Said It.
What's up, Bex?
What's up, Becca? Becca says, when people compare their actual pets to another human being, it's actually a symptom of a loneliness pandemic. It's a symptom of a loneliness pandemic. I feel bad for some of these people. There, I said it. Well, actually, no, I think what's actually happening here is people are just getting sick and tired of other people's crap, and they'd rather just come home to their pet.
I like dogs better than humans.
Who shows unconditional love, who doesn't care how many followers you have on social media. That's why I like dogs. And if you spell dog backward, it's God. Unconditional.
Okay, you literally have never had a dog in your entire life.
Well, if I did. Let's go over to Alexandra. What's up, Alexandra? Good morning. Happy Monday. Moose and Breezy, you guys absolutely crushed it at the Bachelor auction this past weekend. Best duo in the rock. There, I said it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for gassing us up this Monday.
Jonathan's here. He said, men should hug more, and I don't know why they don't. There, I said it.
I think they do. I'm a big.
You were hugging all the bachelors.
I'm a big
on
hugger.
Saturday.
I'm a big hugger. I grew up with a family that shows a lot of love and affection. I mean, who doesn't want that in their life? It's weird when it's not reciprocated, though. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a difference between a full genuine hug and then the ass out hug, which is just very uncomfortable.
Very much so.
Yeah. I've given a lot of ass out hugs in my day.
Have you given them or have you received them?
Both. It's like 50-50.
50-50. I hate those odds.
Life is all about balance, Breezy.
I guess so. Who else is here? Oh, nice. Nicole is here. She said, donating blood is one of the biggest scams to ever exist in American healthcare. There, I said it.
Well, when you need enough money for a can of chili, you do what you got to do.
Blood, plasma.
I had to do it. I was sperm. Poor. I was like, I didn't go that far. But
you didn't donate your sperm?
No, but I
you
did.
You could make a lot of money, though.
I did go as far as to see what sperm banks were in the area when I was in Los Angeles. My buddy was like, yeah, I did it 4 times. I made like $2,000 a cup. Okay. All right.
Okay. Wait. I was, how much money? Yeah. Sperm donors earn $100 for each donation. Healthy men earn up to $1,500 a month.
Yeah. Do you know how many kids you might have out there? I was like, I'm not doing it. I absolutely not. I'll sell my blood.
And plasma.
And this is years ago, guys. This is like when I first got out there. I don't want you to think I was like struggling the whole time.
Not them calling the show, asking for more donations. Mine for today is this. As a member of the LGBTQ plus community.
Yeah.
I learned a couple of things over the weekend that truly shocked me.
You did?
And, you know, I just am confused. So this is more of like a question than a statement, but like, I learned that there's a lot of gay men out there.
Sure.
That most of them are like in an open relationship.
Oh, wow. And they're married?
I don't know if they're married, but they're in like serious relationships. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a lot of guys and I was like, what's going on? They're like, oh, well, you know, we're just bopping around. I'm like, just bopping friends. Around?
Yeah. We're going to the Bachelor Forum after this. You want to come? Sure.
Have you been there?
No,
we should go. You and I should go.
I'll go with you.
We should go.
Should I bring my chaps?
Oh my God.
All right, let's get serious here for a second. You guys are crazy today. Here's mine for today. Living with your parents, and it's even if it's in their basement, nothing to be ashamed about. There, I said it. Affordable housing seems to be non-existent today. And I just can't stress it enough. The market it's gone to hell. But it is going to even itself out 12 years from now. Just a heads up. So
12 years from now.
Don't get discouraged, people.
There's a ton of people texting in right now with the same exact question, so we might as well just answer it.
What's up?
Did the lady with kids show up to the Bachelor auction?
Oh, that's a great question, and no, she did not.
She was turned away at the door. No, I'm kidding.
She was not there.
I didn't see any kiddos running around, but I got so many DMs yesterday. They're like, did she come? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't see like anybody.
No.
Hopefully not.
Now that you mention it, there was a 7-year-old working a coat check, but I don't know if that belonged to hers. Jen says, quality over quantity, people. There, I said it. Continue to be picky when it comes to dating. I'm so sick and tired of meeting a bunch of zeros in this city. There, I said it. Wow.
Gee.
Hope you were at the auction, Jen, Saturday night. None of those guys were zeros, were they? They're all hundies.
Some are 50s, but yeah, that's all right.
Rich says, I think it's funny how freaked out Breezy is by hair and food. I work in a restaurant.
Stop.
And there's way worse things that can be grossed out about than a hair. There, I said it. I can understand being grossed out by a clump of hair, but one single hair? Get real. Oh, Rich.
I will literally vomit on air.
Shots fired.
Is Rich like placing his hairs in people's foods?
Well, no, he's just saying sometimes a hair will end up in a food. And when it does...
Wear a hairnet, Rich. I don't know what to tell you. It's so disgusting.
Breezy went to a restaurant once that was giving haircuts in the kitchen because there were clumps in her food. I don't know what was going on back there.
It was so bad.
Do you remember across the street here? This building right here I'm pointing at. This used to be Jillian's. Remember this place? It was like before Dave and Buster's was Dave and Buster's. This was Jillian's. Bowling alley. Everything. It was the works. People, it was fun arcade. I went over there once with everybody from the radio station. I ordered a beautiful cup of bean chili, and I pulled out an 11-inch hair. And I said to the server, I was like, this was in my chili. She's like, well, did you want me to just take it out? The hair? That would be great. Do you think maybe I could get another cup? She's like, I guess. Like, just...
Such a major inconvenience.
She couldn't figure out how to handle the situation. Couldn't figure it out. And then, that's why the place shut down, because... The food was just, it was a bad scene there.
Jillian, I found a toenail in my chili.
Did you want me to just go ahead and tape the toenail back on?
Jillian, it's not my toenail, so I don't know.
Who was Jillian's? Who, I don't know. Was there a person Jillian's running
place? Maybe there was two Jillian's.
All right, let's wrap this up with our girl, Carissa. What's up, Carissa? Sup, Moose and Breezy? Happy Monday. Just found out I'm officially pregnant.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, she was at the bachelor auction.
Baby's daddy is freaked out, but he can either stay or go. Regardless, every child needs a strong mom. Anyways, off to school. Hope you guys have the best day.
She's literally in seventh grade. We don't know.
Oh, you too, Carissa. You too. Have fun at recess today.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98KXY.
It was a fun weekend this weekend out at Bristol Mountain because they had a ton of events that were taking place for the entire family. And there was finally snow on the ground, which is great. The Spring Carnival at Bristol Mountain attracted people of all ages for one last wintertime fun before, you know, the snow starts melting here, which doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon. The two-day event offered a variety of different activities for the whole family, such as a shamrock scavenger hunt, an uphill challenge, Easter egg hunt, and peanut butter cup challenge. The vice president of Bristol Mountain, Steve Fuller, said that, "I think today is just all about being outside with friends and family and really celebrating the spring year to come."
That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of great activities going on. It was such a great vibe, he said. The activities were all a part of the Winter in Canandaigua initiative, which aims to celebrate the season by showcasing unique opportunities available during the coldest months in the Finger Lakes. Obviously, you know I love Bristol Mountain. I spent most of my winter there. And if I didn't have plans this past weekend, I would have been there.
Yeah.
At that fun springtime event.
It's going to be a beautiful day today, though. 56, sunny. Oh, it's amazing. It's the little things we get hyped up for. Great day if you're a hockey fan in Rochester. The RIT Tigers are the Atlantic Conference champions for the first time in 8 years. Nice job. Our boys beat out American International 5-2 Saturday night. So while we were auctioning off 23 of Rochester's most eligible bachelors, our boys were just tearing it up on the ice. So with that win, Tigers clinch an automatic berth into the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2016. And apparently, tickets were sold out. People couldn't get them. After the buzzer, Tigers took their helmets off, threw them on the ice. The celebration began. Fans started pouring out of the arena, yelling, RIT, go Tigers. A lot of people were screaming, where's Breezy? We love Breezy.
Yeah. Well, that tracks.
Fans at the game said they were just happy to have gotten in to see the game because tickets sold out within minutes after going on sale. So it was the first championship game the Tigers have played in since 2016, and it's a night fans won't forget anytime soon. So huge congrats to the RIT Tigers and all the staff. Very well done. If you were at the Bachelor auction this past Saturday night, we want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Just recap the incredible night that took place and why Saturday was one of the most memorable Bachelor auctions to this date. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
The number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Monday 56 for the high, and the sun is shining. What?
I love to see it.
And then tomorrow, -4.
Like, what goes on? We don't know.
Just kidding. What a night it was on Saturday. And I got to tell you, man, great night at the Essex, 14th annual Bachelor Auction. And we just want to give a huge thank you for all the support, the generosity, and fundraising efforts. It meant so much to us, Cancer Support Community, Rochester, the community. Everybody just showed up.
It's just so wild. We were reading off the list of sponsors and donors and I can't believe the amount of donations that were given to this organization and to this event as a whole. Like, I it blows my mind because those are no easy fleets. You know what I mean? Each person got two sessions to Lumos, and there was 25 winners of bachelors. Each person got spoke packages, pizzas, all the things.
Everything, yeah.
It was nuts.
And record numbers were set. We can't really touch on the numbers just yet until they're finalized. Obviously, Tim and Connor from Cancer Support Community will be in the studio live this week to go over those with us. But did you guys have fun? Anything crazy happened that we're not aware of? 585-252-9800. I met some interesting people, Breeze.
I did as well.
One girl came up to me and was like, do you like back tattoos? I was like, what do you mean? Like, what kind? She goes, like, do you like the lower back?
Fine.
I said, tramp stamps? She goes, well, kind of. I said, yeah, I liked those in 2003. And then she just walked away. I was like, okay.
I met so many cool listeners. And I think one of the things that, this is the energy that I just give off. And I've always been this way and I never won't be this way, no matter, you know, what I'm doing for a job or a career. But when people come up to me and they're excited to meet me, regardless of who they are, I always act like I've known them my whole life. Because I feel like I have. You know what I mean? I love matching people's energy. And they were just so excited to be there and support and to meet and mingle. And it was just a really, really fun time. And I'm really glad that we get put in those situations where we do get to meet listeners face-to-face. Because we talk to you guys every day. And I know a lot of you say, like, oh, I feel like, you know, I'm listening to my best friends. Or we're just on a FaceTime call when we're talking on the radio and you're listening to us in the car. But in reality, like, we do have a bond and we are friends in some way. So I really appreciate the fact that we get to connect.
Yeah, even the girl that kept showing her boobies Saturday night, like, while we're on stage, you know, we're all friends
here. It's so weird that you see things that I don't. I'm like, it's your algorithm. I don't know. You just keep clicking on it. Like, why does this keep popping up? Like, you keep interacting with it. I don't know what's going on.
I can't look away. It's just so bizarre.
So crazy.
A lot of good things happened. So Breezy and I, we had our own little kind of dressing room. They made us feel special back there. And we're waiting to come up on stage to introduce everybody. And Breezy's just downing pizza. I'm like, how are you eating at a time like this? I'm on pins and needles.
I hadn't eaten all day because I had the charity event in the morning, the charity event in the afternoon. I was in glam all afternoon. It was a lot. You know,
like,
what I mean?
Your outfit was very nice. It was
stunning, beautiful.
Yes. And I'm on stage just sweating under those lights. And
it was fine.
As soon as intermission hit, I had to go to the bathroom and just like wipe myself down. I was sweat under that tux. It was just all sweat.
So you know me. You know I love to cut things close. And that outfit came literally Friday night at 9 p.m. And there was a couple other options. I tried them all on. One looked like it was too big on me and I looked like a box. And I was like, okay, I'm not wearing this. I looked like the brave little toaster.
Yeah.
And then the other one was the same exact outfit, just in green. And I was like, I think purple's kind of my vibe. And no, I matched the lights, so it all worked out.
The purple was your vibe.
Yeah.
We had a bachelor come on stage. I don't know who the girl was in the audience. If you're listening, it was you. Please let us know. Our guy, Breeze, came out. God. Breeze is a young 23-year-old. He took his shirt off. And we specifically said, listen, you guys go up. Don't take your clothes off. All right, it's not that type of vibe.
Yeah.
It's for charity. Okay,
right.
We're raising money for cancer. First thing he does.
Yeah, rips his shirt off.
Couldn't
rip it off fast enough.
First thing he does. Couldn't get it off fast enough, Breeze. He goes on stage. Some girl wants to take a selfie. He takes her phone, takes a picture of himself, and then chucks it back in the audience. I'm like, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's
not
like
him being liable for someone's, you know, $1,300 iPhone.
It's like when 50 Cent took his mic and threw it at a girl's head in the audience.
Gosh,
I'm like, okay,
yes.
Okay. Breeze,
sweetie. Okay. The fact that we share a name was concerning to me, but no, he was he was great.
I love the dude. He's a bro. He's a total bro.
He was with five other boys in Pittsburgh together.
All the bachelors raised a ton of money this year.
I want to give a huge shout out to my boy Joe Gizzy for being the highest auctioned off bachelor. He went for $3,500. It was one hell of a way to close out that auction and really just put a bow on how much money we really did raise.
Mm-hmm.
This person says, I wanted to go so badly only to meet you guys. When are you doing your next public event together? That's a really great question. They are few and far between. We're really not allowed to hit those streets that often.
Well, it's not that we're not allowed. We just, you know, I don't know what the deal is. Just come to the studio. Bring us breakfast. Sit down. Do the show with us.
Don't need breakfast. But I really was like blown away. I've been doing this a long time. This was my fifth bachelor auction.
Yeah.
And I've never seen the success that we had over the weekend. And, you know, everyone's asking me, like, the bachelors, are you nervous? Have you ever done this before? I'm like, I could literally do this in my sleep. But nevertheless, it was totally a different vibe this year, in the sense of everyone was just, the energy was through the roof. It was electric. You know, the money that was raised, and yeah. I don't know, it was just really awesome to be there under those lights and just interact with so many amazing people in this community.
I was digging the generosity, man. And thank you guys so much. I'm going through some of the photos right now as we're talking to you. And a ton of beautiful people came out. Everybody dressed to impress. I was really kind of taken back by how great everybody looked. We're talking about over 400-something people showed up Saturday night. And Essex is a first time there. I strolled through there at 1 p.m. that day to do a walkthrough. I'm like, I got to see this place. And they packed the house. VIP section was awesome. The food was great. Thank you to all the sponsors and everybody that, you know, showed up. And everybody seemed to have a really good time. And it was, you know what it was? It was good vibes, Breeze.
Good vibes indeed. Yes. Huge shout out to Essex for hosting. DJ Naps for just spinning absolute fire.
DJ Naps just
crushed it. And then honestly, Connor and Tim. Connor and Tim, we've been talking to them for months now, on the air, off the air. They are the board chairs, and they really spearhead the entire event. And it just goes to show that, you know, two bros that were once bachelors themselves can really put their heads together and come out with such an amazing event. I'm really proud of them.
A couple of girls were a little aggressive that night. So I left Essex and walked down to the Rev.
It sounds like a nightmare.
It was very cold. And I had my ankles exposed.
Of course you did.
And my buddy
the
was...
high waters.
There was a couple of girls behind us that were walking on ice in heels.
Bambi.
And my buddy was like, hey, just, you know, be careful. It's very icy. And she goes, F off. I was like, okay, very aggressive.
Oh my God!
I'm like, what happened?
Huh?
You didn't get the guy you wanted.
Oh, that's so incredibly tough.
It's, you know, it's so hard to be nice.
Yeah, it really is. A big question on everyone's mind. We took a call last week over this mom who wanted to bring her kids, and everyone's very curious. Did the kids come? The kids did not come. I don't know if, listen, I was running around so busy the whole night, but if the kids came and they were turned away at the door, that's something I can't confirm nor deny. So
she had an 8 and a 10-year-old, and she couldn't get a sitter. So she's like, I'm bringing them to the auction.
Yeah.
I don't know who the child was running coat check, but thanks to all who came
out. We'll ask Tim and Connor. More to come on that.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive, hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
No girl likes a guy who's a passenger princess on the third date. The fourth, maybe, but not the third.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
Without social media, cheating rates would be at an all-time low. There, I said it.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. Had a fun weekend. Good morning, guys. Thank you again for all who attended the Bachelor auction Saturday night. We raised a large amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I love doing this type of work. And being on stage, I feel like that's when I'm most in my element.
Very comfortable for us, both of us.
Yeah. I will say, though, Saturday was a little harder for me to try and be on all night, have that on button and, you know, keep that smile on my face.
Right.
Friday, after I got off the air, I was leaving the studio and my mom had called to let me know that my sweet grandma had passed away.
Mm.
And she was just short of her 100th birthday, which, you know, it would have been really special. But obviously, you know, she was at the stage of her life where she was struggling.
Right.
And not really the quality of life we would want from my grandma, and I understand that, but she went peacefully in her sleep. And You know, I know a lot of us have grandparents we love so much because they really are special. This was my last grandparent to pass, and she was also the one I was closest to the most. My grandma had a lot of strokes, a lot of complications throughout her life, but it never slowed her down, never stopped her from having a smile on her face. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was just built differently. I'm like, this woman's going to be 100 and outlive all of us.
Those older people are built different.
I think anyone who was born and had to go through the Great Depression was. It was just a different time.
Right.
And she was just a, I don't want to say a stubborn woman, but she just didn't quit. She'd have a stroke, and then a day later, it's like it never happened.
Never happened.
And I asked her once, you know, years ago, what was your exercise regimen like? She's like, well, you know, I did some walking.
To the fridge.
That's it. That's it. That's it, you know?
The walking, yeah.
And I'm truly going to miss her. I loved my grandma so very much. And, you know, some of my fondest memories were going there as a kid and, you know, bringing my Nintendo over to spend the night. And my grams would always be in the kitchen, like, she was Ukrainian, mm-hmm. so she'd be making stuffed cabbage or beet soup and cherry pie. She knew that was my favorite. And she was a big part of our family.
Yeah.
You know, my mom, when my grandma wasn't capable of living on her own anymore, my mom took her in and she lived with my parents. I left and moved to LA in 2011. And I think that's when my grandma started living with my parents. And my mom was just there for her day and night.
Right.
Showed a ton of patience. My mother was her primary caretaker. And then when it got to a point where that was becoming very tough, you know, we had
did put she her slip into your old room?
No, my brother's. She okay. had a room there. But you, at her age, she had to climb the steps.
Right. That's that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot. And so, you know, they put her in an adult home and my mom was going there every day. So I know this is going to be tough for my mom. My mother has shown so much grace and it's going to be a difficult cycle for her to break, not going there anymore.
I mean, just losing your mom, just losing a parent, no matter at what age, is horrific.
Yeah. You know, you want it to be easier because you know she lived such a long, beautiful life.
Right.
But it doesn't make it easier.
Correct.
Because it's still your mother. It's still a parent. And anybody who's lost a parent like that, you can totally understand. I was going through my phone the other night and, you know, just scrolling. And I came across a voicemail from my grandma from 2013. And it's the only voicemail I have mm-hmm. of her. And this is when she was living
with
on
it
her own,
and yeah.
living on her own. And I was out on the West Coast at the time and she had called me and I hold on to this voicemail I have because it just was a great representation of who my grandma Anna really was. Take a listen.
Hello, Philip. I'm just calling to say hello. This is Grandma. If you get a chance, call me, Philip. If not, that's okay. Thank you. Bye.
Listen.
Oh, here I am, Art. What am I doing?
Grandmas could never, ever hang up the receiver. It always took her 20 seconds.
Also, another thing I love about,
never understand
about grandmas leaving voicemails is they always announce who they are. It's like, we know. We don't have any other elderly women in our lives.
She can never find the receiver when she hung up.
I don't know if I can say that for you, but.
Yeah, I miss the landlines. You know what I mean? Oh,
she goes, what am I doing?
And I used to put my grandma on the show a lot.
Mm.
And one of the things we did was when my grandpa passed, we bought her a Nintendo Wii. And my grandma became a professional bowler and started bowling a 300. I'm not even kidding. She loved the Nintendo Wii. And I remember I put her on the air a couple times and she was so good. And she just was always laughing. And I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss that a lot. We're going to celebrate.
It's infectious.
It is. Yeah. You know, and we're going to celebrate her life on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be tough because we're saying goodbye to somebody who is very special in our family, And it's been an emotional week, you know, especially for my mom.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, we did the auction and as fun as it was, you know, you do have to be very on for that. Right. And
yeah,
then
yeah.
You shared about your story and how you've been affected by cancer so closely in your life. And,
yeah,
it was a hard weekend, Friday to Saturday to reflecting and thinking about these people that are no longer with us. And my heart goes out to you and your entire family. And we're getting a lot of texts right now saying, people, I'm so sorry, Moose, thinking of you and your family. Rachel's here. She said, I'm so sorry, Moose. You know, it's never easy when someone goes through that. And let alone, you know, you going through it, but you thinking of your entire family and your siblings and your nieces and your nephews. Like, you have a huge family that your grandma touched so many of.
Yeah. And she only had three grandkids, me and my two brothers. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons why I was so close to her, too. She meant so much to me. And, you know, a lot of people reached out through social when I posted about this on Friday.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to my family. And grandparents are really, they're really special. I feel extremely grateful to have had my grandma in my life for as long as I have. I know not many people have the opportunity to even have a relationship with their grandmas, but my grandma was born in 1924 and she passed away in 2024. And I know
so
she's
wild.
You know, I think about that, you know, now she's at rest with my grandpa. And, you know, they were the type of couple like that 1950s, 60s, typical arguing type of couple I remember growing up. And, you know, the ongoing joke is that my grandpa wasn't ready for her.
So, he probably isn't ready now either.
I know.
She's coming back up.
But I know she's smiling down on us, and I love her very much. And thank you, everyone, for the condolences.
Yes.
If you lost a grandparent that you were so close with, then I know you get it.
Or even a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild. Moose, we love you so much, and thank you so much for sharing. It's very vulnerable and very raw. And good luck this week celebrating her life.
Yes, on Wednesday. I know everybody's going to be there for that.
And, yeah.
It's going to be very sad, but also a relief.
Definitely.
And comforting.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. This is PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back. The sun is shining.
We know two things for sure. We pay too much in taxes. And our show is better with you.
Better with you.
Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 56. The sun is shining today. Good morning. Great day if you're a hockey fan in Rochester. The RIT Tigers. RIT Tigers.
Let's go Tigers.
They're the Atlantic Conference champions for the first time in 8 years.
Let's go.
Our boys beat out American International 5-2 Saturday night. So with that win, Tigers clinch an automatic berth into the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2016. I mean, after the buzzer, it just looked chaotic. Took their helmets off, threw them on the ice. They started celebrating. Fans began pouring out of the arena, yelling, RIT, go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Fans at the game said they were just happy to have gotten to see the game because tickets were sold out within minutes of going on sale. It was the first championship game the Tigers have played in since 2016. And it really is. It's a night fans won't forget anytime soon. So just a huge congrats to the RIT Tigers and all the staff. Very well done.
Absolutely. So they go on?
I believe so.
All right. Love to see
it. They clinched that berth into the NCAA tournament for the first time. And they have you to thank for it.
Why me?
I mean, you're just like a huge RIT Tiger fan.
No, I know.
You're a huge hockey girl.
No, like, you have no idea how much I love hockey.
Who's your favorite NHL team?
Sabres.
Yeah, you like the Sabres?
Oh, let's go Sabres. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, who's your favorite player?
There's so many that I just can't. I just can't pinpoint one because
of course,
they're all just like super important to me.
Right.
Minor leagues, definitely Joe from this weekend on the Amrix.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good old Joe.
Big Amrix fan.
Huge.
Huge. I was going to bid on him, actually, but I didn't
not only,
have a paddle. So
not only were you, I mean, big charity girl over here.
Huge.
Hosting the auction Saturday night, but then before you even did that, you had to wake up early to run to your hometown of Canandaigua to host the Polar Plunge.
No.
I mean, just, you really do bleed for this city.
I really do.
There's so much blood on the sidewalks.
A lot of blood. I do want to talk about the Polar Plunge because, ooh-wee, was it a great time? Sure, the water was cold in Canandaigua Lake, but that didn't stop people from going in and raising some money. Participants of the Canandaigua Polar Plunge that took place Saturday were freezing for a reason, as organizers of the fundraisers put it together for Special Olympics. It was a very heartwarming event. I host it every single year. I'm on the board for Special Olympics for the Polar Plunge, specifically the one in Canandaigua.
Yep.
And we raised more than we raised just under $60,000, which is incredible. And it was really cool hearing a lot of the athletes' stories. One of the girls, Corey, came up and she shared her story. And she is actually going to the World Games in 2025.
Oh, where are those?
Italy. She's competing for figure skating. And she's absolutely incredible. She shared her story about how she came from a third world country. She was adopted.
Good
she
for her.
Obviously has a lot of adversities and challenges with her disability, but that's not define her. And she is just an absolute rock star. And I wish her all the best of luck as she goes to the games. And honestly, the money that was raised is going to help propel her to be able to go to Italy. So I'm very excited about that. And it's really cool. Such a great community-wide weekend of just outpouring support. So
I know.
Very, very happy about the turnout of the Canandaigua Polar Plunge. I was frozen. And a lot of people give us a lot of crap for, oh, what are you doing in March? It's warm in March. It wasn't warm. It was freezing.
No,
it's
22 degrees.
There was so much snow, ice, all of the things. So
who wants
crashed.
To jump in a lake when it's 22 degrees out?
Right.
Been there, done that.
Absolutely.
Nice job, Breeze. Way to just bleed for the city.
I'm always bleeding.
What are some of the worst things that you have ever experienced on a Zoom call? This woman takes the cake when she accidentally broadcasted herself doing this to a bunch of people at a funeral service.
Uh-oh.
If you could think of a time that you had an embarrassing moment on Zoom, 585-252-9800. We're going to talk about that next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
What's worse, doing this in a work meeting or what happened to this lady? It's PXY Uh-oh. Mornings. What's up, guys? Moose, Breezy, good morning. I've been dead laughing at this all morning. This idiot. I mean, this poor woman. This poor woman.
Have you been
this
dead
poor
laughing
woman.
Or dying laughing?
I'm dead laughing.
Dead laughing.
Yeah.
Tongue
yeah.
out.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely dead laughing. 585-252-9800. If you can think of a time that Zoom has gotten the best of you, I mean, all these people working remote now, so many people work for Zoom, or excuse me, use Zoom. But have you ever found yourself caught with your pants down in a Zoom meeting?
Oof.
Do you remember that video that went viral? A dude on a work call, he thought he turned his video off, but instead he ended up relieving himself on an actual video call with 12 of his colleagues. Do you hear about that? You remember that?
I missed that one, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I missed
Tough
that
scene.
One.
Yikers. So there was a funeral happening out of state, and not everyone could make it. So the church set up a Zoom call where people could watch it online. And one woman accidentally broadcasted herself taking a shower. She wanted to watch the funeral service. So she opened up her laptop. She put it right there on in the sink, on the vanity, and took a shower and dad no idea.
I can't say I haven't done that before when we have those like, what are they, like workshop calls?
Yeah.
When...
With the whole company?
With the whole company. I've done that.
Yeah.
But I know my camera's not even on, I hope.
Well, you hope. You got to be careful. So everybody, not only online, but also in the church, including the Pope and the Little Pastor Boys. They got quite the show.
Oh, and no.
She did. She wanted to watch the funeral. She set up her computer right next to the shower, didn't realize her camera was on.
Oof.
So I just don't get how people can be so unaware of these type of things. But then again, I mean, technology, it's not for everyone.
It's not.
One person on the Zoom call said she didn't just shower, but she also shaved.
Oof. Yikes.
I'm reading this. I'm like, I don't know why. This is so funny to me. This is just so embarrassing. The best part about this is she had no idea.
No clue.
She found out about it. All of it when she showed up to the wake.
Oh, God. I literally can't imagine going through something like that and not knowing.
No, me either. If you guys got a good story, hit us up. I want to hear yours. My last job, all I did, 10 hours a day, Zoom calls. Exhausting.
Nightmare.
And this one guy, I'm going to be honest with you, not everybody is good when it comes to working at home. Not everybody can do it. They're either not there, they take advantage of it, they don't know how to use their time correctly. And this guy, James, that we used to work with, sucked when it comes to working at home. And he always thought he turned his camera off, but he never did. And one time we're on a client call. And I forget who we were talking to, but doesn't matter. And James is just in the background doing everything under the sun except paying attention on this call. And not James. Only is his camera on, but also his mic that he didn't mute.
His mic was hot.
So we see and hear him doing everything. And finally, my boss goes, James, what is it that you're doing? And he goes, oh, I was just getting ready to take my dog to get a flea bath. I was like, this idiot. This guy,
James.
Man, on a call with a client. They did fire him, though.
Oh, no.
He's like, what do you mean? What am I getting fired for? He's like, well, because out of the 10 hours a day we're paying you, you're working about two. And we're watching you literally We're watching you not work. Texts are coming in. Let's go to Adam. Adam says, the CFO of the company I worked at yelled, you dumb blank, during the middle of a company-wide stand-up, and he was not muted. And still has the job. So after that, I don't worry too much about Zoom mishaps.
This person says, this is why you always put a piece of paper over the camera of your laptop or iPad.
People do it. I have friends that do it over the camera lens on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get a little sticky tab.
Because it's that Black Mirror episode.
Oof, I saw that one. Yeah.
Tough scene.
You never know who's watching. This person says, I was on a call with one of my vendors and I had my camera off and so did they. We were chatting and all of a sudden my camera glitched and flashed and caught me sitting on the toilet. I wanted to crawl under a rock and die, but we all had a good laugh about it 6 months later.
You can't tell me that you've never taken a work call naked that you know you're not going to be on camera for.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
And I've taken a lot of work calls.
Maybe that's just me.
No, I have
but
not.
But I'm nude like 90% of the time, so.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
It's very freeing to me. It's a very freeing experience for me.
It is. I wouldn't say 90% of the time, but I always make my coffee in the morning butt naked.
That seems like a safety hazard. That really does.
And that's really risky with all the windows I have in my apartment.
A lot of windows and really, really hot water. Really hot water or hot coffee, I should say.
Oh, yes. That could be an accident there.
It's a huge safety hazard.
Jenna says my
law... Not it falling on your junk.
My law firm stopped doing video calls pretty early in the pandemic after a virtual happy hour where one partner's wife walked by in nothing but a towel, and two, another senior partner joined by phone, and we all saw his hairy ear the whole time. Oh, yeah, I've had people do that. They take a Zoom call, and then they put the phone in their ear. It's like all these older guys.
They're like, Jonathan, we're going to send you a gift certificate to get your ear waxed.
Okay, thank you so much. That's great.
No.
I sang Dancing Queen in front of my CFO. I thought I was on mute. I was not. Okay, great.
Why are you... Okay.
Dancing Queen.
17 only... I don't know the words.
We don't have to. We totally don't have to.
That song came out in like the 40s, so I don't know.
No.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. Oh! You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
This person did not want to go on the record today, and that's okay. But we'll go ahead and call her Lindsay this morning for Parental Confidential. Lindsay lives in Farmington, Breezy.
Okay.
And
hi,
says
Lindsay.
She caught her son doing something disturbing, but her husband wants to ignore it, and it sounds like he has been. She wrote in and says, so as the title says, I've caught my child, 14, sneaking out at night to go peeping / stalking my neighbors, and I'd be 100% okay if he was just going to hang out with friends or other normal kid behavior. This honestly has me completely creeped out. So 7 nights ago, she hears a noise on the side of the house.
Okay.
And she goes, as I'm watching on my phone, I see him go to the neighbors and creep around their side or of the backyard for like 10 minutes. So I hit the panic button on my car and I can tell he's freaking out. So I confronted him as soon as he sneaks back into his bedroom. His excuse was he was looking for the cat. Well, our cat is an indoor cat who is currently hanging out in the living room. When I went back and watched the security cameras, this has been going on for at least 3 months, 2 to 3 times a week, she writes. So when I tell my husband what's going on, he pretty much blows me off and gets pissed at me for taking away all of our son's electronics and grounding him. I mentioned getting him help and taking this issue head on. And my husband won't even talk to me right now. His reaction absolutely baffles me. Did he already know this was going on? I'm honestly lost. I just don't know how to go about all of this. And all I know is I have to address this ASAP.
ASAP.
I'm just looking for any kind of advice. Thanks so much. Okay, Lindsay from Farmington. She finds her 14-year-old is randomly sneaking out of the house to be what? A peeping Tom? To be a little creeper? Why is he doing this? It's been going on 3 months.
Oh my God.
Twice a week? What's happening?
The panic button on her car is hilarious.
She wanted to freak out. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it is a really
good
idea.
We have to do that here sometimes at the radio station.
When Duffy goes out for a smoke.
585-252-9800 on if you're a parent, how would you handle this situation?
So probably people are texting in right now. This person says, call the police on him. That's against the law. Maybe it'll scare him straight. This person says, have the parents come out of the house he's looking into.
And yeah, well, listen, you got to be careful today. You can't get away with a lot like you could back in the day. People are like trigger happy. Mm-hmm. People are very protective of their privacy. What's he doing though? Are you telling me he's going next to the neighbor's house and looking in their windows and stuff? Like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's really bad.
At 14. And you're telling me he's been doing this for months? I mean, come on.
Why haven't you said anything to him, though? That's the biggest question. And your husband's not refusing to say anything? Like, what's going on here?
Why is your husband upset that you wanted to punish him for this?
Right.
It's weird.
Let's make sense.
Sup, Dave? Your husband is okay with your child trespassing on someone else's property and stalking residents? Because if you all live in many other places in the U.S., he could seriously get hurt doing stuff like this. And by hurt, I mean shot.
God.
The way people are today, it would be legally justified on a defensive property in person argument. Tell your son to be careful. Julie says, you're right to be concerned. Your husband is being irresponsible. If this is left unaddressed, it's likely the homeowner will take action into their own hands. Get your kid some help. Look at the guy that was just prosecuted. Remember last year? This poor college student pulls up into his driveway because she made a wrong turn and wanted to back up to go the other direction. And he shot her dead.
Yeah.
From his...
out near Albany.
Right.
Which is like,
absurd.
Everyone's so trigger happy these days.
You cannot pull up into somebody's driveway accidentally.
This person says, sit him down and ask him straight up. Warn him of the consequences and find out if he needs help.
Yeah. What's the conversation? Because there is absolutely a conversation that needs to be had here. Andrea says you need to have a calm and very real conversation with him. I'm sure this isn't as bad as the wife's husband who didn't believe their son was hurting the dog situation, but your son needs help. Hopefully it's just getting a thorough understanding that being a perv and a little creep could get him a police record at best. Dead at the hands of some protective dad or husband at worst. Talk to your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, if it doesn't stop, then yes, you need to call the police on your own kid. Sometimes you just got to do it. But I understand what Andrea is saying. He can end up dead at the hands of some overprotective dad who catches him looking through the window at his wife. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I know. And that's scary.
You can creep up to the wrong house in the wrong neighborhood.
This person said, I would also get a hold of a guidance counselor at a school and have them approach and recommend therapy outside of school.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. Carrie says this behavior will escalate because your husband protecting him is only going to let him know it's okay, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's not. Put him into counseling because he has victims already. It's peeping Tom behavior. And I can imagine that would escalate. Every true crime documentary starts with some peeping Tom.
Did you ever watch that documentary about the guy that owned the hotel or the motel and he would climb through the ceiling?
Yeah, what was that called? The Vessler?
It was like Vacant or something.
What do you call it? This guy set up a motel, but he reconstructed it where he can crawl into certain areas of the hotel and watch all of his guests. And he did this for years. It was a creepy documentary.
The Voyeur. Yeah.
That's what they call it. Yeah. So he would just watch all of his guests be intimate and have sex.
Crawl through the ceiling. Like, it was so weird. He like had cameras. Like, it was so weird.
It was so bizarre. He wasn't even in jail or anything like that. And his wife knew he was doing it. And she's like, boys will be boys. Ugh. So creepy. Can you imagine being in that motel? And he's just watching you through the vents.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Yeah, this. I'll leave it with this person who says peeping Tom behavior does escalate into peepers being a rapist or murderers or thieves or some combination of those behaviors. This is very serious, and you should get your son some serious help. Yes, we agree.
Immediately.
Anyone
else?
Oh,
my goodness.
A lot of messages on this today. We thank you guys.
Yeah. This person says, Andrea, you better put a code lock on the door to go outside. Only a code, you know, to unlock. Therefore, you can't get out. That seems like a safety, like a fire hazard. But
yeah, I was living with a roommate who, if God forbid there was ever a fire, I need a key to exit to get outside the house. I'm like, dude, Robert, this is a fire hazard. He's like, you
Robert
think this is a fire hazard?
Really strange.
What if someone punches the glass and then unlocks the deadbolt from the inside out? Then we're all in trouble. I said, but what if there's a fire and I can't find the key? We're all stuck inside the house.
He's like, I didn't think about it that way.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Robert.
Thank you guys so much for all the messages for Parental Confidential. So, Lindsay, thank you for writing in. Lindsay in Farmington, we appreciate it. You got to have two conversations. One with your husband, who's definitely, for whatever bizarre reason, not on your side. And then one with your son.
Absolutely.
Your 14-year-old.
Unfortunately.
We'll do another parental coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Vibrant color. Oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Breezy and I are going to act out a scene from an iconic film today, and then Breezy's going to go home tonight, watch the movie, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review.
Let's go!
585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, I'll give you a hint today. It is an Oscar-nominated film, and it deserves it. Breezy, you're drunk, And your character is fighting for this relationship that is crumbling before her eyes.
What else is new?
And there isn't really anything she can do about it, but try to be patient and try to stand by the man that she loves.
I won't really need to be acting that hard.
Okay.
It's just an average Tuesday.
By the way, we're on the busy streets of a very busy city.
Very busy city. Couldn't be busier.
Set the tone here with some background noise. I'm taking my shoes off for this morning. I'm really going to get into it. Okay, Breeze, do you have any questions?
So, I'm drunk. I'm hysterical.
You're not hysterical, but you're little. And don't play it over the top drunk. People tend to do that, and it just comes off so fake.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, I know. You're quite the method actress. But play it to the point where you're
maybe I am drunk right now. No one really knows.
You're distraught. You know what I mean?
Can't see me.
The man that you love is slipping. It's getting right under your fingertips.
Slipping
away.
Just slipping.
All right, here we go. What's the name of that film? It's Moosterpiece Theater on PXY. And action! Please stop. Luce, stop it.
Hey, look at me. Be with me.
Stop it, Lucy. No.
I said, look at me.
Can this wait? Can this please wait right now?
Where are you going now? Where are you going right now? Where is your hat at?
Can this wait until we get home?
Home? What home? You mean where I'm alone in one room and you're alone in the other room? Come on.
Stop it, Lou. Stop it.
Come on. Take me. Take my clothes off. That'd be stripping.
Okay, come on. We have to do this serious. Stop it, Luce. I said no. I'm not going to take your clothes off.
Hey. You need to face reality.
What do you mean reality? Do you have any idea what it's like not knowing that my real brother and mother spend every day of their lives looking for me, huh? How every day my real brother screams my name. Can you imagine the pain they must be in not knowing where I'm at these last 25 years? Do you know what that's like? Hello?
Oh, you completely butchered the line, but okay.
Why didn't you tell me all of that was happening for you?
We swim about it in our privileged lives, and it just makes me sick. I have to find home. They need to know I'm okay.
I've literally never stopped you.
You get a little upset here, a little bit.
I want to help you.
You're a little mad here.
I want to help you.
I can't do this anymore. You deserve more. Goodbye.
No, wait. Don't you dare walk out of my life. Not now. Please don't leave.
It's ridiculous. Cut. What's the name of that movie? That Breezy put everything into it. You didn't crush it. You did okay.
I did.
You did okay. You didn't crush it. Watch the film and then you'll see if you crushed it.
It'll probably be exactly mirrored, but whatever.
Oh, by the way, this is based off true events. This was a true story.
Oh, really?
Yes, this was.
Like I said, based off my actual life.
This movie was based off Breezy. Yeah, they did the true story based off her.
Oh, God.
Awesome movie.
Not my ex ending in the script.
I think this was 2016. You're going to love this movie, and it is a tearjerker.
Really?
Anything that is emotional like this based off true events, you can't help but kind of shed a couple of tears.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
So,
if this person goes, is it the whale?
No, but it is an animal.
No, it's not. It is an animal, yes. The name of the movie is based off the name of an animal. What can
Blank.
It,
Tigers and bears. Oh my.
Okay, thank you. Breezy.
You're welcome.
And when I saw this movie for the first time, I'm like, this is powerful. This happened. And you think about the story of what this person went to. Like the great length this person went through to find his family that he mm-hmm. lost for so many years. I'm like, just the way they shot the film, mm-hmm. and it was incredible. It was
this
incredible.
Person said The Lion King. Not The Lion King?
No, it's not The Lion King.
Oh.
Yes. And, yes. What? Tell me what characters in The Lion King were having a conversation like this on the streets. What? Who
is Simba? Who? You haven't seen that version?
This person says, lion, that would be 100% correct.
They were close. Lion, Lion King.
This movie is Lion, and the lead character in this, his name is Saru. And
not Saru.
Yeah, if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. This is the cutest little kid in the world. And it's Oscar nominated. Lion's based on a true story about a 5-year-old boy. Like I said, his name's Saru. He gets lost on a train in India for a couple of days.
Been there.
Ends up thousands of miles away from home, only to get adopted by an Australian couple, and then spends the rest of his grown-up adult years in Australia, and then tries looking for his mom and brother and sister.
And he has a clingy girlfriend who's a drunk.
Who played his girlfriend in the film?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Is what's her name?
Mara Rooney?
Never met her.
Excuse me. I said it backwards. Rooney Mara is the girlfriend, and she does an excellent job. So watch the film tonight, Breeze, and then bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review.
You got it.
I think you will see that you absolutely did not crush it today, okay?
Oh, okay. That's really rude, but okay.
Okay, this time, you can be selfish. As you and a friend.
Good old Britney Spears on PXY Morning. Sometimes you just got to hit it one more time, you know what I mean?
You just really got to hit it one more time.
Let's talk Kate Middleton for a second. And I know we touched on this last week, but I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of people that have come out the woodwork, especially A-list celebs, who are making a lot of digs at this woman, and now they are all backpedaling because she came out and announced that she has cancer and is going through chemo and doing all the treatments to try and heal and get better, which is why she's been out of the spotlight for over a month. I totally get it.
Right.
Usually when there's health concerns, that's what you do. You stay out of the media for a while, but people pushed and pushed, especially idiots like
and prodded and
TMZ.
Memes and all of the things.
And now all of a sudden, a lot of people feel bad. I know Blake Lively did a public apology saying, you know, she's sorry because she said a couple of things about Kate, like we're all going to go out and find her. I know Kim Kardashian was among some of the people.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. What's happening, which is why this is so scary, it's not just the princess. Okay, more and more young people are getting cancer. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it's happening a lot. I know a lot of people in their 30s, in their 40s. It's just, it's weird. It's bizarre. And you got to start asking yourselves a lot of questions. Why? What's happening in the food? What's in the water? So I pray that she gets through this. Did she say where, I can't remember what type of cancer this
ovarian.
Was. Ovarian cancer.
Which is a pretty aggressive cancer. Not that any cancer is like not aggressive, but, she does have ovarian cancer. Which is really scary.
It's very scary, especially for someone like her who has to announce, she announced Friday.
Yeah.
She did a full video message that she was diagnosed with cancer.
And you know what the worst part about that is the fact that, like, she was probably pushed by her team to do that because so many people were pressing the issue. Even if she wasn't really ready to do so, people were being so brutal intense on the internet that her camp was probably like, we got to do it.
I mean, she's 42 years old.
Yeah.
More and more people under 50 are developing cancer.
Right.
And so what had happened was she had had, what did they do? They did a surgery on her stomach, I believe it was. And I think that's how they figured out that she had the disease. And that's what happened. That was the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, cancer, you think, typically strikes those who are in their 50s or 60s, maybe older. But in recent decades, man, it's like 30 years old, 40. I mean, she's 42.
Right.
You know, my girlfriend Julie passed at 43 of stomach cancer. So young. And I'm like, this is so, like, bizarre, and I hope she gets through this, but I loved her video on Friday. She was direct. She was to the point. It was very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. She had to do it, though, you know? Yeah. And so it made a lot of people who were, pointing the finger at her and making digs, it made them all backpedal and feel very bad.
Correct.
And then they came out and did public apologies to Kate Middleton.
It's just really such a, I don't want to say cruel world, because I do believe that not everyone's intentions were with malice.
No, I agree.
You know, like, I really do think that a lot of people were genuinely, like, worried and concerned for her, because you just never know. I mean, people go under conservative shifts, people go into cults. Like, you just don't know where these people are going when they just all of a sudden step out of the spotlight when they've been in it for so long. And I just think the moral of the story here and the lesson to be learned is, like, we all just need to take a breath and stop jumping to conclusions of things we don't know, because you genuinely never know what someone's going through. And you can say that about anything in life. You can say that about people's mental health, their physical health, all of it. And it could look one way to you or how you perceive it, but that's just not what's going on behind the scenes at all.
No, I know. And it's easy to get caught up in the gossip. And when you hear national news like this, like, we can't find her, everybody wants to play detective. So, yes, this is what I was talking about. She was diagnosed with cancer after doctors performed abdominal surgery on her earlier this year, and they discovered evidence of the disease. And so now they're going to just try and do the kill chemo process.
It's so crazy, because these diseases and these infections sit dormant in your body, and there's sometimes absolutely no signs whatsoever until it's too late.
No, of course not. There's no signs at all. And that's the thing that's so scary, is that a lot of people can be sick and not know it.
Right.
And right now, I mean, as far as getting cancer today among young people, you're talking about breast cancer. The rate of breast cancer has increased significantly.
Yeah.
Kidney cancer. What else is ovarian?
Yeah.
Like you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So, get your
screenings, get your checks, you know, because I know a ton of people, me included, up until very recently, until I switched insurances, is like, you don't want to go to the doctor because you don't want to pay for it, and your copay's out the wazoo, and you're just, you know, all like up in arms about the money aspect of the whole thing and the time, and you can't get in until 3 months from now. But it's just so much better to be safe than sorry, and able to do that.
You're right. I mean, some people are stubborn, though, you know, and they don't want to do it. You know what I found weird about this entire situation? After Kate Middleton put her video up Friday announcing that she was diagnosed with cancer, mm-hmm. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle learned about it the same exact time the public was hearing about it. They saw the video.
Wow.
Like, there was no conversation.
They're so detached from the family.
They're so detached. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we wish her the absolute best. And obviously, I'm sure we're going to get updates.
She has a whole, you know, team of people and doctors, and I really hope that it all gets sorted out and she gets to end up living her best life. Honestly,
I do too. I know. You know, this is going to be really tough. She's going to go down a really tough road for the next, I don't want to say a couple months. This could be a year. Who knows? But we're praying for her. Wish her all the best.
Absolutely.
Peace be kind. Mornings. Yes, please. I know a lot of people right now. I'm looking at TMZ and it's just, they have nothing to report on anymore. Like, can you imagine going to school to be a journalist, and the one thing that you have to post this morning on TMZ is Travis Kelce seen eating pizza alone without Taylor Swift? The guy can't eat pizza without his girlfriend?
She's like, you eat all the pizza you want, sweetie. I'll be in Tokyo selling out millions of dollars worth of shows. Thank you.
Reese, Webster, and Victor are waking up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, the number one hit music station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.